Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
This is a
Hosehead
production.
Jeffrey Dahmer soaked in blood. The Unabomber blowing up. Waco, Texas, and Heaven's Gates. Aliens modified, meant for mapes. JFK shot in the head by the CIA. Bigfoot and the Mothman. Son of Sam talking to dogs again. Witches, ghosts, and goblins. Mysterious noise and hauntings. Dark arts in the skull and bones. Most celebrities are probably cloned. So if you're feeling all alone, crack a beer and get stoned. I welcome you to the podcast, Strange Brew. We're here to entertain you. We're here to entertain you.
It's about to get strange.
What do you call an Indian dating website?
What?
No clue.
Connect the dots.
Billy, what have you done?
Billy with the banger, man.
Yeah. This is wild, everybody. Welcome to the show, everybody. Welcome. I am Tomcat, aka Tom Thompson, the Raptilian. You can get my music or find it on all music platforms. Just released a song called World War, pretty intense song about how we the communist won, essentially. And if
I wonder how long Spotify is going to let you get away with it.
I know some of my songs are pushing it just a little bit, like, you know. But there's all sorts of things happening in the world nowadays, and they're trying to censor everything and everyone. And me talking about, you know, certain people wanting to enslave the Goyim probably does not help, but I'm joined by
Billy boy.
Oh, that's not even the right one I wanted. There's so many Billy ones. It's I tried to look for someone for you, Jules.
You got a lot of them.
I know, too many. I think this is the one I won.
Oh, Billy.
Bring it back to the OG. Billy is in the house, and then introduce yourself, sir, for everybody that didn't catch the Patreon episode that we did.
Jules from Grey Pilled. Everybody, what's going on? I actually do a few shows. I was up till 1 in the morning last night doing Schizo News Network, which I do with Nate from The Reality's Ours and my friend Cody.
Oh, yeah.
We had a few guys on. it was real fucking fun. Nate wasn't there. He's on his anniversary trip. Him and his wife. So he left me in charge for a couple weeks. Huge mistake.
How'd that go?
Oh, dude, just a bunch of noticers noticing.
Yeah, it's too true, man.
We got deep into a bunch of shit, man. It was really just a bunch of fucking shit talking the whole time. We were just getting drunk and having a good time.
That sounds fun.
That's fun.
Shouts out Horseshoes and Hand Grenades.
Fuck yeah.
Some awesome guys. My boy Chef, my boy Catalyst from the White Rabbit podcast came on.
Nice.
It was a good time, man. Also, I do Elohim Etymology with Adrian West. We've done about 6 episodes on what we're talking about today.
Nice. Yeah, you, that's why I brought you on this one, because you're pretty knowledgeable about this stuff, and I've looked into it fairly deeply. I got to join you guys some night for Schizo News. I did tell the wife that I was like...
You too, Billy. Like, y'all are always invited, so...
On a Saturday night, sure. Just getting buck wild. But, yeah, this is going to be an interesting episode. We will be breaking down and talking about the Anunnaki, essentially, is what we're going to get into today, is, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? No, I'm saying... We're gonna be talking about J-Rock. The Anunnaki. I've always wanted to do this. Like, this does have stuff to do with Nibiru and stuff like that. And me and Billy covered that way back on the show before we ever started filming the show. And for all the people that like watch on YouTube, Rumble, X, wherever it might be, Twitch, there is a lot of episodes that are there's no video format for it, and they're still bangers, very hilarious. I mean, going back to figure out, hey, is there anything I need to cut? And so far, so good. So far, so good, I think.
I'm surprised any episodes are still up, to be honest.
It is kind of wild. There's
that's some good content, man.
There's like 100 episodes probably at this point that have been taken down, which is some
shit, of them, yeah, really? No, yeah. We said some horrendous shit.
Well, a lot of them are on Patreon. They're called the Lost Tapes episode. So if you guys want to check that out, they are on Patreon. So yes, we are talking about the Anunnaki. Anunnaki. I don't know. I thought that music would be
fun.
You
got a bunch of bangers for this.
Why not? This is awesome, man. I'm very happy to be here.
Yeah, it should be a fun time. Those scholars know the Anunnaki as gods of ancient Mesopotamia. Fringe theorists believe that they are ancient alien invaders from the planet Nibiru. Which you can go back and check out that episode that we did. Before the Greeks exalted Zeus or the Egyptians praised Osiris, the Sumerians worshipped the Anunnaki. These ancient gods of Mesopotamia had wings, wore horn caps, and possessed the ability to control all of humanity. Sumerians revealed that the Anunnaki as heavenly beings who shaped the destiny of their society. But were they even deities? Some theorists claim that the Anunnaki were aliens from another planet. Even more shocking, the ancient Sumerian texts actually do back up this wild idea. You know, we'll just break some of this stuff down. It is commonly believed that man first evolved into what we are today, both physically and mentally, and organized into a civilization somewhere in Africa. It is for this reason that Africa is known as the cradle of civilization. How did early man, fresh off the evolutionary jump from Homo erectus, walking gorilla Homo Simpson, to modern Homo sapiens, creating extensive expansive civilizations complete with deep shafts for mining gold and organized obviously like different architecture and agriculture systems. The answer to many, they had help from the above. The above we speak of is outer space. And maybe, you know, these humanoid extraterrestrials came from Nibiru, a planet within its own solar system. Strange. So what do you think about that, Jules? Is that the breakdown? Maybe.
Yeah, that's one way to put it. First off, it talks about Zeus and Osiris. These are the same beings.
Yeah, yeah.
Just later incarnations of them. Well, Osiris is a son of the original pantheon. So that's a whole story in itself, is that of Egypt. But yeah, man, they all go back to these Sumerian texts.
Same stories recycled.
Yeah, same stories, same characters, different names. You can trace it throughout time. Pretty fascinating.
Billy, what do you know about the Anunnaki? Anything?
Fuck all. Not a goddamn thing.
That's maybe a good thing, because then you can be
We're learning together.
You know? Exactly. So, obviously, in Zachariah Sitchin's acclaimed work, The 12th Planet, I have it somewhere, I'm pretty sure, he became the first person to pose the theory that Planet X, a planet never discovered, but theorized by some astronomers, as a reason for certain gravitational and orbital anomalies amongst the discovery of planets, is actually Nibiru. Nibiru, which possesses a long elliptical orbit that causes it only to pass through the inner solar system about every 3,600 years, is also believed to have created the Earth when it collided with Tiamat. Is that how you say it?
Tiamat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a Tiamat, a planet believed to exist between Mars and Jupiter. It is thought to have split into pieces upon collision, and one of those pieces became our planet. Do you think is that a fact? I don't know. This is all the stories that they told, right?
Yeah, that's their main creation story before. So it's told in such a way. I'm sorry, Ken. Can y'all hear my daughter just screaming right now?
Dude? It's okay.
It's okay, man.
No worries.
We're talking about the creation of life anyway.
I just sent you a little.
She is Tiamat right now. And so Tiamat is this giant planet. In this ancient story, though, it's described as a giant dragon. Mm-hmm. So you get the story of this giant dragon coming to destroy Nibiru.
Yeah.
Or the solar system. All the planetary bodies are referred to, they're interchangeable with these other deities. With these Anunnaki deities.
I just find it's a lot of recycled stories, right? And then you've got to kind of dig through it and try to figure out what is the actual truth of where we came from. I've always said that I believe that we're created from aliens and shit like that. And Billy sent us a clip.
Well, that was what I was thinking of. It's the Nibiru is the Futurama, the Omnicons. All those
weird, you guys hear that?
I'll let you invade the easiest planet in the whole galaxy. No!
People of Earth, I am Lur of the planet Omicron Persei 8.
We demand justice. As you ate our children, so shall you be eaten by us.
We will begin with the firemen, then the math teachers, and so on in that fashion until everyone is eaten.
That's it, though. But that was what I was thinking of when you were saying.
Pretty good interpretation of them, yeah. So, basically, Tiamat is in the atmosphere, right? The story is put, who's going to go fight this giant dragon? And so Marduk steps up.
Isn't Marduk a planet?
Yes.
I thought it was a dog.
Marduk.
That's Marmalade.
Oh, that's right.
Is it Marmalade? No, it's not Marmalade. It's we did this before. I thought it was Marmalade. Someone in the chat, there's like a bunch of people watching. What's that dog's name? Marmaduke. That's
Marmaduke.
It. We called her Marmalade on the last episode. It was a planet, right? So, and these are just like interpretations of stories, and then people heard this, and then it could have been interpreted wrong where they thought like it was an actual dragon or whatever, right? But it was actually a planet that collided with it.
Tiamat collided with this is terrible. I should know this whole story.
Didn't you write a book on this?
He does have his books with him.
No, not me.
But yeah, because it said it believed that it existed between Mars and Jupiter. It's thought to have split into pieces upon collision when one of those
created Earth, the asteroid belt, and the moon, I think.
Yeah, because the moon, they think the moon was just dropped here, though. There's a lot of theories that, like.
But maybe there was an older moon, like an original moon, and they just replaced it with their artificial moon. You never know, bro.
Y'all are getting too much done with 24 hours a day late. Fuck you. You now get 12.
And so the story is interpreted as Marduk going and slaying this giant dragon. And he becomes like the exalted one.
Yeah. Now I just think of Marmaduke slaying a dragon. Thanks, Billy. It's according to Sitchin's interpretations of Mesopotamia lore, Mesopotamia is the region in which ancient Sumer or Sumeria or Sumer was located, is now in Iraq. And that's why it's funny. You wonder why they're actually trying to, you know, go there and do, and is, you know, could have been for oil, but there's a lot of people that
Saddam had portals, bro.
That's what I heard.
Anunnaki portals. Yeah, man.
Ooh.
Isn't that crazy?
I want one of those.
Also, the tomb of Gilgamesh that they found being talked about in the Clinton emails.
Tell Billy what Gilgamesh is for all the people that don't know.
Gilgamesh was a Babylonian king. I believe the last king of Ur. I'm probably wrong.
Yeah.
I may be right.
It's different like interpretations, though.
I should have brought my Epic of Gilgamesh out here. He is a son of Enki, Ninsun, I believe.
Yeah. So he's just one of the ancient.
He's a demigod. Yeah.
Because they created the demigod. We'll get into that stuff because they created the demigods too, and we'll break down like the whole idea. But if you see stuff like this, this is pretty interesting. And when we start getting into the idea that we were created to mine gold after the Agigi or whatever that they didn't. That's what their name.
The Agigi
didn't want
the fallen angels from Enoch.
Yeah, they didn't want to mine gold anymore. They're like, man, you guys are treating us like slaves. What the fuck? So this is Adam's calendar.
The OG slaves.
Yeah, literally. And this is Adam's calendar, and it supposedly was it.
Dude, so fascinating.
Yeah,
I've listened to Michael Tellinger.
Yeah.
Him and Freddie Silva.
So it looks like it's supposed to be an ancient mining gold spot, isn't it? Where they used to mine gold. Is that the idea?
South Africa was the first gold mining operation on Earth by the Anunnaki. Particularly, it's called the Abzu.
Do we know if the continents shifted or were they together at that time?
They were. I think they were one continent, and then there was a natural disaster, great catastrophe, whatever you want to call it. And they split.
Mm-hmm.
Atlantis went to the bottom of the globe or to the bottom of the plane, if you believe in flat earth or not. You know, I don't really know
anymore, man.
I've been questioning both flat and hollow, bro.
It's flat and hollow. I like, there's some things that I don't know, man. There's part of me that sways one way, and then I'm like, no, that's stupid, and I sway the other way. And it's just like,
I completely feel you. No, like, yeah.
Me and Billy really made fun of it on an episode.
Well, that's the thing. Going down rabbit holes like this, like, there is so many people that will believe one side. And out of those people, there are plenty of good talkers.
Oh,
where
yeah.
They're like, okay. And then you kind of like follow suit because it sounds like they know what they're talking about. But there are certain lines that I draw here like that I'm like, Billy, not entertaining it.
You know that, like, obviously there's that NASA never a straight answer is faking footage. There is many examples of this, of like guys on tethers and stuff like that. And they see like their cord get pulled, or you see like bubbles from water.
But that's the thing though too. And it's like 90% of the people spreading the information that it is flat and showing their quote unquote proof have no fucking idea. They just heard it from somebody else and they went, that sounds about right. Okay. I'm gonna tell everyone that too.
Yeah.
And then it becomes this.
It's that one guy's name. He tried to get on the show, and I should have entertained it. David. There's a very famous flat earther. I can't remember. It's going to bug me. And he sent me a long time ago, sent me an email, and I was like, I don't know, I need it. We covered this. I don't need to bring this guy on to like really like. And I should have done it. And realistically, if I could find, I looked for the email because I was going to bring him on just to be like, just tell me. Just tell me what you think. Show me the proof, and then I'll make fun of it or question it or be like, oh, that's interesting. Maybe it is flat, you know?
No, I don't want to listen to you for another 30 fucking years.
Does it matter,
don't
though?
Don't go down that road.
Does it matter, though?
Well, it does for my sanity.
Either way, because these stories, like we were talking about before the show, they've appeared everywhere.
Oh yeah, and that's the Hollow Earth stuff too. Always has fascinated me. We'll be covering that at some point. I want to do it this summer, but who knows if we'll get to it. But there's a lot of stuff of this folklore, these stories that have been told over time. There is a lot of weird ancient maps that make it look like it's flat, or they have no concept of what it the planet actually look like, and they're just like kind of guessing, and who knows. So ancient mining camp in South Africa, it is believed, though, on Nibiru is passing through the inner solar system. The Anunnaki, with aid of both spacecraft and possibly stargates, came down to our primitive planet in search of minerals, particularly gold. Upon finding the best gold deposits in southern Africa, they set out upon tasking of mining it. The indigenous population at that time consisted of animals and primitive proto-humans who were the Anunnaki bound... The earthbound Anunnaki as gods. They've referred to them as gods, even though they could have been aliens. Who's got the cars just zooming by?
That's Billy.
That's he's in her fucking trailer.
I live on the fucking road that, like, nobody should be driving down this road. Like, this is country as hell, and for some fucking reason, on days like today, everyone's like, let's go for a drive down this random fucking road.
That's so fucking funny. There's some wild stories, and then there's this idea that they, you know, they needed, because the idea is what Zachary Sitchin believes is that their planet, something broke within the planet, like the crust, and then it was causing like global warming or some shit, and then they had to put gold dust. Not the wrestler, just like throw him in the atmosphere. Gold dust into the atmosphere, and then it helped the climate, supposedly. That's the idea, right?
Yeah. They were running out of what you could call the mana of heaven.
Yeah.
This gold, fine, it's monoatomic gold.
Yeah.
So it's just this gold that's grinded down into its the finest components.
Well, you can
and they shoot it into the atmosphere, and this would help them on. And I'm about to explain the 3600 year thing.
Yeah,
being it comes around every 3600 years, they would shoot this mana into the atmosphere, and it would help them grow tall, live longer. So 1 year on Nibiru is 3600 years on Earth.
Whoa, I want to go there, Billy. I'll be taller than you, motherfucker. I'll be a giant. Yeah. You'll be a little ant.
You got like 3 fucking feet to go until you're taller than me.
So they can watch generations of people die, and it's like maybe just a whole day to them.
Do you think that they have connections to the reptilian beings, or are they?
Yes. Because this is going to be important as we keep going.
Yeah.
3,600 years is called a shar.
A shar?
Yeah, shar.
Yeah.
One shar.
It's known as a shar, yes.
4 shars and 7 shars ago.
Yeah. Yeah. You get a lot of that weird, ancient, like, almost Shakespearean talk in these texts. It's very funny at times when they're talking about pouring their semen into young ones, young women.
Yeah, because they found the women. They found the women attractive once they, which we'll kind of get into with the I want to call them the Agigi. It's that sounds funner.
You call them the Agigi, man. That's fine.
The Agigi. Yeah, it's like fucking Quagmire. The Agigi, the Agigi, whatever you want to call it. When they were like, oh man, like they created them, right? Essentially to like mine the gold for them, but it was supposed to be kind of like.
Okay.
Wasn't it supposed to like, they were supposed to like be, there wasn't like they were slaves. They were supposed to be doing this out of their own free will, somewhat, so to speak, right?
Yes. Yeah. And Marduk was the leader of the Agigi. Agigi. Now you got me saying Agigi.
Gotcha.
Just roll with
on Mars, because he is synonymous with Mars, with the Roman deity Mars, obviously. Ares, I think in Greece, maybe it's the other way around. Him and his buddy Semyaza, who is, in my opinion, prayed to a lot as Satan or Satanel.
Yeah, yeah, because was it Enlil or one of Enki? Was he, which one was referred to as Satan?
Enki was the serpent in the garden.
Uh-huh.
But Enlil was the, I'm pretty sure Enlil was referred to as Satan. He was the keeper of the garden.
It was the Italian one.
Satan. Because this picture with this this very shocked eyed looking man with a mushroom hat on, that's supposed to be the Agigi, isn't it?
Yeah, he's pissed. Look at him.
He's like, oh, I don't want to do this anymore.
I'm ready to fucking revolt, and then I'm going to go and rape all these Earth guys' daughters, you know?
Yeah, because that's because they were, it was more or less an agreement, right? That they're like, we'll help you kind of start building Marduk this stuff.
Saw all his cousins. He saw everyone in his family obtain a wife or a husband, but they were marrying in the Anunnaki bloodlines. These people were marrying each other. Oh. I mean, they were having sex with their daughters, granddaughters, their sisters.
But then very Marduk incestuous. Is supposed to be a
and when
planet,
you look
right?
at the elites and their inbred.
Oh, yeah.
You
know,
that's where, and also the Old Testament. It's full of that stuff, right? Oh, yeah. You got to wonder, where did these proclivities come from?
Like, so where's the idea that Marduk is sense. A planet and then it's like a being? Or is it like the idea, because I'm reading stuff from like David Wilcock and stuff, he's like, oh yeah, you can like reincarnate as a planet. Your soul can if you wanted it to. And that's why like Mother Earth, Mother Gaia, that's the Earth is an intelligent being that, and we're just, we could just be like a virus on her flesh, essentially. is it a theory?
You could really look at these beings as a deity or an archetype of some sort, principality in a way, because they are, in my opinion, and in some of the research that I've done, they are interdimensional. They can manifest as different things. I think that involves shape shifting as well.
But that's where you have like Thoth come in too, because he was kind of the keeper of knowledge. And you know what I mean? And he fits into this story. Look at that alligator head looking fucking.
Thoth ruled Egypt. Oh, that is my new, if you could be half animal, half human, that's, I want to be half alligator.
Half alligator looks like cheetah and then a bear or something.
Is very esoteric. The alligator is symbolic of
Florida Typhon. People. Oh.
No, Typhon, also known as Set.
And
Set is a son of Marduk. Osiris and Set were sons of Marduk. Marduk was Enki's oldest. Thoth was Enki's like middle child.
Yeah, it's a lot of breaking down of family lineage and who is creating this and who is doing this and that.
Yeah, and when you get all these names though, and you look at the archetypes, there's a certain amount of them. Well, so it is like a family tree in a way, and you can trace it throughout these civilizations, especially through these stories too, man, because like you were saying, they happened. I love that. I love that tablet, that cuneiform tablet. Yeah, dude, it has that tree of life in the middle.
And that's supposed to be our genetic sequence, right? Yeah. Supposedly.
That's a what?
It's supposed to be our genetic sequence in some regards. Yes.
Yeah. And that's explained in the Emerald Tablets that Thoth wrote.
Yeah, I would. We'll cover that at some point. The Emerald Tablets. I actually would like to get into that stuff.
All this stuff is interconnected, bro. Yeah. So
it's fascinating.
Tree alive.
Because Thoth, according to some of the stuff that Billy Carson talks about, is that he rebelled in some regard. And wanted to like teach humans more about like knowledge and hand down more knowledge to them. And people believe that that Jesus is Thoth or Jesus was taught by Thoth, according to the research that Billy Carson has done.
I think Christ definitely studied the Hermetic principles.
Yeah.
And knew what he was studying.
And this is interesting. Why does it always go back to this? That's a little weird.
You can go back to that with anything, though.
Seems like it. Sure does.
Everything.
Every fucking time.
Every time. So there is. So upon finding the gold, eventually the working class Anunnaki that were stuck on Earth got tired of performing their grueling labor, mining, doing all this shit, and revolted against their leaders in order to restore peace in their society. The leaders needed to find a new source of labor, and the Anunnaki on Earth had found the perfect candidates, humans. And this is the most interesting thing is
there were beings there or human beings there already before the Anunnaki came.
No,
I'm pretty sure.
You think so?
Yeah, man. That's awesome.
What a time to be alive. You just kind of like look around. You're like,
I love that. I'm pretty sure that looks like Marduk.
I could be that guy.
It's like, he is a dog.
I can be your Marduk.
There's so many layers to this that even like I've been looking into aliens, reptilians, specifically Greys, all this stuff for like so long that even this stuff was like confusing me a bit of like, okay, it's this and then this person's connected to this and oh, this guy did this. And really realistically, the breakdown is that Enki and Enlil were fighting and two brothers warring with each other in some regard, at least from what I understand. And then it kind of split up into this. What we have today, you know,
they had children.
Yeah.
So their children were fighting. Mm-hmm. The reason why we talk about Marduk so much is because he is their adversary, bro. Like he's fighting with, he kills his youngest brother, youngest brother, Tammuz. Yeah. He drives him, to basically think he committed a grape and,
rape.
A rape. Yeah.
You know, you've said it like three times before this.
That's true. I
the whole time I was like, aren't we supposed to say like SA now or something?
No, sexual assault or whatever. There's so many different ways that's
a conscience 30 minutes in. I'm not supposed to say that.
And yeah, and then then recently we did a eugenics episode. And I'm like, I'm going to like, it can't go up on YouTube. Sorry, YouTube, but it's going to have to be cut. And then you're going to get a version of it on YouTube, but it's going to have to go to Rumble and the Patreon for the video aspect of it, because I said some horrible shit. No,
that's the least of, you're fine.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Yeah, isn't that the same kind of story with Cain and Abel, or at least they think that it's passed down the same kind of story, or they were products of the same sort of... Dude,
yeah, Enki calls it the curse of Cain, who is Cain, because Set kills Osiris, Marduk kills the Muzi, his youngest brother. He tries to kill Thoth in the Pyramid Wars, and that's when Thoth goes to South America. Okay, so the ibis beak is the bird was representative of the beak dipping, or I guess reaching deep down in the ground and pulling up substance out of the dark into the light. So weird. It's like bringing, like bringing dark to light, bringing lies to truth.
That's why you look at Star Wars, man. Star Wars was real, dude. George Lucas got that shit from ancient texts. Dude,
George Lucas was channeling Enki, bro. So listen, Jedis, you can look this up right now. The incarnation of Enki in Egypt was that of Ptah. Mm-hmm. And me and Adrian talked about this. We did our first episode on Anu, second on Enlil. And then we did four episodes on it.
Because you kind of have to break it down, because there is a lot to this, people that are like, even mm-hmm. I'm sure there's people watching that are like either confused or like, hey, they're talking about this and that. And it's like, there's a lot of layers to this. That's why I wanted to essentially break it down. Then maybe one day we'll break it down even more.
Hell yeah. No, dude, we can do tons of episodes on this stuff. Yeah. Before I got sidetracked, what the fuck was I talking about? This happens to me sometimes.
No, it's fine. You did the Blaze. So, unlike you. let's just get the current state of evolution. They couldn't perform this tax of the Anunnaki workers. So, they decided to give humanity the jumpstart it would need to do their work for them. They discussed how a race of humanoid extraterrestrials from the planet Biru had come to primitive Earth to mine gold. Or, however, in order to quell a rebellion amongst their working class, the leadership had to find a new way to get their grueling labor of everyday mine work done. The solution was the primitive man. But Homo erectus, as some may be called, was not smart enough or strong enough to get things done. Homos can't get anything done. It's quite clear.
Not a fucking thing.
No, they can't make babies. They can't be soldiers.
They can adopt them and make some fucking terrible video with them in like a hospital crying, and you're like, what the fuck is
Homo erectus or homos?
I could just see where they like, I don't know, I got this like skit in my head right now where they like originally took over and made humans do all that work, and it was like they're doing like their protests and shit, and they're like, we demand all this stuff, and they're like, yeah, but all these guys really want is a pizza party. So
What kind of pizza party are we talking about, Billy?
No, that would be fine. 12 hours, excruciating labor.
Yeah,
maybe a slice of pepperoni.
Oh, that that GIF or whatever, where it's like your boss. It's like you've been busting your ass and you don't get it. They're waiting for like a bonus or something, and then it's just like, here's a pizza party. It's like, thanks, cool.
We hit record profits this year.
Yeah, here's your fucking pizza.
That happens all the time. They bring you fucking Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, or I'll take you out for a dinner or whatever, right?
Hey, I want Cracker Barrel. I don't got that here.
Good man,
Billy. Well, just get inside of a barrel, and we'll call you Cracker Barrel. It's a dumb joke.
So that'd have been a good one for a dad joke.
The Anunnaki had to obviously kick the man's evolution into high gear. How they did this? How did they do this? Well, they injected some of their DNA in. They ejected some of their DNA. Supposedly, I heard that they originally tried to do this with the Anunnaki side to plague part of the gods. The most primitive humans already thought they were, and they created new life through crossbreeding. The accounts of how the crossbreeding was carried out vary. Some say the Anunnaki males, already infatuated with the purity and beauty of Earth's women, impregnated them, and that the children were the first Homo sapiens from who we all descend from. Other accounts say that the Anunnaki took the seed of man, implanted into some of their women, who then gave birth to our current evolutionary incarnations. These theories vary depending on the theorists of the view of the Anunnaki. Some believe the Anunnaki were a cruel dictatorial. Jesus Christ, cruel.
You got this.
And dictatorial. I can't say dictators. They're dictators. Okay. Dictatorial. God damn it. There we go.
Dictatorial. There you go.
It's fucking. But there was. I was watching something that like they what they do. They originally. They originally tried to impregnate them through like injecting, and then it like made these abominable creatures like cyclopses and stuff.
So in the Lost Book of Enki, it talks about Enki, his sister Ninma, and his son Thoth. Or in there, he's called Ningazida. That's his Sumerian.
What is his name?
Ningazida.
Oh, I'm sorry, I said something about.
Is close.
That sounds like some Dragon Ball Z shit, though.
Vegeta.
That show,
maybe. So there was a couple things that I like touched on, and then quickly went on to some other topic. You asked about them being reptilian.
Yeah, yeah.
So my buddy Adrian, in his book,
Adrian.
Pantheon.
That was a good one. Damn it! I should have been on top of that.
He wrote that. That's pretty dope.
Yeah, man.
It's a lot of shit to break down, dude.
He talks about Enki side. Basically, Anu was from Sirius, and they were more dog beings. I think I discussed this with you. They were canine in nature.
Yeah, and for the people like listening too, these are like the Anunnaki just meant those who ascended from heaven, essentially, and that maybe created us. But there was different. Sirius. Yeah,
the dog star.
Yeah.
But in their language, they developed this kind of growling, and this was talked about in this Pantheon book that my co-host wrote. So Enki is the son of the queen of the Orion star cluster named Maya.
That's where the reptilians come from. It's Dracus exactly. Oconus, supposedly.
So, yeah. So, her and Anu had to have this marriage, this bloodline marriage. Anu raised Enki as his son, but Enki was made. He was an egg birth.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, he was like made in a laboratory. Right?
Yeah, and with parthenogenesis was the way it's just inseminating the egg with their own essence.
And now we're doing that now.
Why Enlil and him always fought is because they weren't brothers. They were like stepbrothers.
Makes it like half brothers.
Yeah, no blood. Yeah. And back then, everything.
Yeah, and I can see that. And then it's like two rulers. Like you think even the Egyptians or certain kings and queens throughout history, and then they're like fighting with each other. They get one person banished, you know, for doing this or that. Or like I just watched The Man in the Iron Mask. It's a ridiculous movie. But the idea that they're trying to hide away the other brother so, you know, he doesn't get the throne or have any right to it and shit. And
yeah. So back to the whole creation. I just wanted to throw that out there. So they basically took these beings that they had working in the Abzu, these beings that they found on Earth, which may have been, they described them as having like shaggy hair all over and not being able to talk. They just like are
some weird dog
describing
creatures. Weird.
Sasquatch. Yeah. It's uncanny. And so they mix, there's a bunch of experiments. They go through a bunch of these trials and they mix their semen with the essence and it, something doesn't work out. They're not able to hold tools or something.
Like, fuck, we made these retarded monkeys. So,
but we knew what it was. We just wanted to keep jacking off.
They're setting them all free. So these creatures now exist on this earth. And I believe there's one that couldn't, its semen kept dripping. And yeah, one that didn't have any.
That's fucking gross.
This guy's like, I can't stop.
Dude, like. I was talking about
buy a pack of smokes. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Like, what kind of cryptids could those be, right? Like, some fucking rake screaming in the woods or some Wendigo.
Oh, yeah.
Like, with a fucked up.
Well, that's interesting, right? Because there's like these weird dwarf creatures, whatever the fucking. And there's like weird, like, there's one creature that's like this hairy, almost like critters, like some weird alien creature that's people I've supposedly seen. And. There's a lot of that, like the Hopkinsville alien encounter, or these goblins that people see. Yeah. I call them liberals, but you know, it's just who knows.
And yeah, man, these are, in my opinion, cryptids that are created from this fallen angel genetic.
Well, it's so interesting too, because like we're doing this stuff now where they're creating like man bear pig or like human big
like that guy.
Like they are doing stuff like this to create like hybrids, and that's why you have there's that term, what's the terminology, that show Sweet Tooth, where they're like kind of showing like, oh, this could kind of happen.
Weird fucking show. It's like protect the little monsters or whatever. Yeah.
What's going on?
Like, those are Netflix babies, dude. Like,
it's like there's a word for it, I'm trying to think, but these crossbred human creatures where they're like, they're humanoid cat, the kid. They
want hybrids.
They're hybrids. Yeah. Essentially. Yeah. There's another word for them. I can't think of it right now.
Dude, the Ajiji are depicted in some of these, cuneiform tablets with like hooves and stuff.
Yeah. So it's the idea of mixing and crossbreeding like DNA and just being like, what can we make? And then you have maybe these monsters throughout folklore, or the centaurs with the like the
centaurs, human. The satyrs, the half goat. So the reason that they, I believe, took up with Earth women is because Marduk, I think I said earlier, his whole family was married. They were all having kids. He didn't have anybody.
Yeah, so, he's got to get in there. He's got to drop his loads.
He's got to have something. He was denied everything else.
So he was a bitter. He was bitter.
Well, it doesn't give you a reason to start fucking killing people in your family, trying to start like thousands of fucking just not a good guy, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So he marries a daughter of Enoch, named Sarpaint, and so. Like two-thirds or one-third of the Ajiji on Mars is like, yo, let's go to that wedding and maybe we can
fuck shit up.
Yeah, and find some hoes and get our fuck
it's,
on.
It's like Wedding Crashers.
Dude, Ajiji style. And so Semyaza is like, yeah, come on, I'll drive, you know? And because Marduk basically told Enki, he was like, I'm not going back to Mars. Like, fuck you. Yeah. Not going back to Mars. I'm on Earth now. This lines up a lot with the story of Satan, right?
Yeah, like,
rebelling against God.
That's interesting. Yeah, because the Bible is just a story that I think that they took bits and pieces of it from the ancient stories like this and stuff, you know, and then they recycled it. And people don't want to acknowledge a lot of that stuff, that their magical book is just based on ancient stories. And then
especially
they change
the Old
names.
Testament, man.
Yeah, I know.
The New Testament, I kind of look at a little bit differently. But you do have to question some of these things, man. You're right. And to not is, I don't know, just kind of turning a blind eye. I mean,
yeah, all the stuff that's been done in the name of God or whatever, lots of religions, I think is pretty pretty horrible, in my opinion. A lot of the stuff, even like what some Muslims have done, what some Christians have done, what some like even Catholics have done, it's
and you do it because you really think like that Jews have the done. Right.
Yeah. Thing oh yeah. To do. Especially those people, because they like to. They like to masquerade and play pretend and then be like, oh, no, we have nothing to do with this. And there's a lot of terrorist attacks that have happened that were actually created. And it's problem, reaction, solution, everybody, right? You create the problem. You need the reaction to invoke. You need the reaction evoked out of people. And then you solve the very problem that you created in the first place.
You know? Well, dude, how long have you been listening to our show?
Oh, man. close to 2 years, maybe. A year and a half.
I don't know if you've noticed. But with Tom, he goes through these phases and they will last like 4 to 6 months each. And if he's into something, that's all you fucking hear. Yeah. And we're in the Jew phase right now.
It's so true. It's so true because I'm still so fascinated about that shit and like, and just history. And I've got like this book, which people are gonna be like, so controversial, where it's like not stolen, the truth about European colonialism in the New World. So it's like a different
right on hand, right beside.
It's a different version of the history that we were told about what like actually happened with the indigenous and the settlers and the Europeans and all that stuff. Because I hear that a lot, where it's like, go back to Europe or whatever from people, and it's like, I've been here for fucking generations. I have no connection to Europe. And even if I went there, guess what? There's like Muslim mayors in Britain now. So like, what do you want me to do? They're just taking over everywhere. So it's crazy.
Well, my friend Todd Cave, who came on Schizo 2 weeks ago, he was saying that the Talmudic Jews worship Marduk.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Who's also Merodach. I can get into some.
But that would that be a connection to like Baal too, kind of thing?
Yeah. So okay, Marduk was his main name. He was also known as Merodach or Amar Utu, the solar calf, which Utu Shamash was a son of the moon god Nanarsin, where the word sin comes from. Mm-hmm. This is the etymology of it all. And so in Assyria, he was known as Asar Luhi or Namshub, the god of incantations. So Asar, that beginning of that name, he names his son Asar, Osiris or Osirius.
Yeah.
His original name was Asar, which is the name of a star. In the series,
see, and that's where all the etymology shit gets to me.
Yeah. Ashar.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's where it gets to me, where I'm like, it's almost like hurts my brain in some extent of like this, the different names for all these deities and all this shit. It's
after this episode, I guarantee you, you'll be able to like understand this story a lot more.
Yeah.
When you read into it. And as we keep going, Bel, he was known as Bel. Mm-hmm. And they're just riding a bunch of cocks.
this was the Wikipedia picture when I typed in Anunnaki.
You're climbing. That's how you get. They're the top of the tower. You got to climb the cocks to get up there.
Such a weird thing. So, and they're weird Bel, beards, man. They got weird beards.
Oh, they all got beards. Okay, there's Marduk right there.
Yeah. So is Bel, he the one? Is he the animal one or the guy?
No, that's Tiamat.
Okay.
Yeah, isn't weird. That terrifying?
Well, yeah, and then it looks like Zeus because he has like that fucking pitchfork thing.
Are they running after each other? Is he coming into?
You're talking about Poseidon.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Who was his father? Enki was weird. Poseidon in Greece. So he was also Bel.
That's why all these are like just recycled fucking stories. Exactly. And renamed Bel, people and
Bel translates to Baal because Baal just means Lord. He was later known as Baal Zebul or Beelzebub.
Beelzebub,
yeah. He was known as Amun-Ra in Egypt.
Yeah, which is crazy because everybody out there, when you say amen, you're praying to Amun-Ra, according to a lot of people.
Yeah, man, it's all about intent with prayer.
Yeah, it is. It's like chaos magic.
I think people that give God a name all the time. It's like you're creating this deity.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? That you're praying to. King James was not a saint. I've said this before.
Definitely
not.
He was,
I think, a raging homosexual.
Probably.
And he was friends with all the secret orders. Yeah. And he was in a lot himself. He was a Freemason himself.
Well, they do the homo magic.
What's the difference between like a regular homosexual and a raging one? Like, I'm curious. I actually want to know. Does that just mean like any boy that walks down the street, be like, you're mine now?
Yes.
And like, it happens immediately. And like, they can't control themselves.
They're raging.
Like, for their number or whatever.
Yeah, they rage on, man. Their dick turns to fire because all the AIDS that's inside of it.
But that's why I'll...
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
I always say it's important if you are a follower of Christ or Yeshua, or if you are a Christian and you're connected with that Christ consciousness or that Holy Spirit, it's important to have a very spiritual connection, not just a read about it. And because you don't know what you're connecting with. A lot of Christians aren't in tune with Christ.
And it is the thing where, like, the more I read into all this stuff, especially about the ancient history and the stuff to do with the Khazarians, the Zionist stuff, all this stuff, it makes you start to question, because I've never been religious, never wanted to be, but there... I was really drunk the one day we were watching Bruce Almighty, and I was like, I told Chelsea I found God, and the next day I didn't remember, and she's like, you were saying you found God, and I was like, I don't know what the fuck I was talking about, but like, that something in the back of my mind obviously was trying to break through to be like that. I think that I started to question more that there is probably some omnipotent being that maybe watches over us, and I've said for years that I don't even know if Jesus was a real person or if he was based off ancient stories that were recycled, for time and time again, and based off of people in ancient Egyptian times or this type of like Sumerian, But the idea to live like someone like Jesus makes sense because he was like a very caring, compassionate person that was trying to essentially help people, and his faith was bigger than anybody's hate and all this stuff, right?
And he brought all the poor people wine, which is nice.
Yeah, man.
That was a very nice thing to do.
He was there for the people that needed him.
Yeah.
And we need to be there for our fellow humans, not the ones that are already possessed with these fucking disembodied spirits. There he is. Christ is king.
You just have that. You got that on lock.
Yeah, like, yeah. Whatever we want to talk about, Yahasuwa.
That's a good depiction.
Yahasuwa. You know, so. And that's what I think his true name is. And like the Jesus is just a wrong interpretation. But there's a lot of things like that. Yeah. Like, I find it interesting, Billy. Do you know why we're different skin colors?
I'd assume sun placement.
This doesn't make sense.
Kind of does.
It doesn't really. Why do Asian people have slanty eyes, bro?
I go into none of it and live there my whole life versus living in Africa.
Like, why is this a thing then?
Tom, are you Asian?
Oh, like different eyes.
I don't know. Yeah. People think I am. Since I was a kid, I've had like very oval eyes, and I was called fucking Asian when I was a kid a lot by people. They used to make fun of me, call me Asian eyes and stuff. I grew a little bit out of it, but you see older pictures of me, it was like I was a little more.
Or is that just because you were stoned all the time?
This is when I was like 10. When they called me sausage fingers, which isn't very nice. And then Asian eyes.
That's not very nice. Very accurate, but not very nice.
Yeah. Fingers, Tom.
Thank you. Finger popping your mom's asshole. Billy's got ET fingers. No, if a woman wants her G-spot hit just by a finger, Billy's got it down lock. Do your finger trick.
Oh, my ET. I'm sorry. Yeah, I catch the camera good. Where is it?
It's like some sort of worm thing. So strange. I thought
fucking long, man.
There's a lot of weird stuff to do with this, and the idea, supposedly, according to certain theorists, is that we have different skin tones because... Oh, now he leaves. Where are you going, you piece of shit?
He'll be back.
Yeah, I don't know where he's going.
But Marduk was also known as Marutu and Azazel. Or Azazel.
Yeah. See, that's why it gets confusing. It's like all these people it's the same guy, but he's been named so many different things.
Yeah.
Where do you get Moloch in this shit? Too,
along with Semyaza, along with his son Set. I think they're still in the ether.
Yeah. You think they still exist here?
Definitely. Yeah. By these people worshiping them behind the scenes and stuff.
Well, you can create realities.
They can keep
by
these spirits
thoughts.
Around in our, like I said, in our ether.
To exude. Do you think? I think it's the same regard, and maybe it has some connection to the reptilian beings and what they actually look like because of all the ancient lore about these snake looking or lizard looking creatures or gods or deities. But you see this where I do believe a lot of them are just here to consume our energy and our life force.
Dude, the theory that Enki was a reptilian just proves a lot more. That means that like Marduk was reptilian, but Enki's wife was canine, she was from Sirius, so she had a canine like essence to her. And again, this is from the research done in my friend's book. So Marduk would be like fucking reptilian dog man.
It is a dog. It's Marmaduke, man. Is that where they get that shit from? You know how crazy that connection would be? And like, is this like the really stone? Like they're like just high on mushrooms, the Anunnaki? This guy's just like out of their mind blitzed.
Those are definitely some of Gigi.
Well, the middle and the right are stone. The left are like, that's Molly for sure.
It's just like, fuck. out of their mind.
So that's the reptilian depiction is probably of a royal line of the Anunnaki. Mm-hmm. And not so much because some of the Ajiji were Anunnaki. They weren't in that royal lineage of Anu.
Yeah. It's fascinating stuff, man. So the idea, Billy, is why we have different skin tones, according to some people, is that it is like a marker of like who was ruling over us, who we were a slave under. So it was almost like a branding. So, you know, black people were underneath a certain ruler who had the same skin tone as them. That is Billy Carson theory amongst other people. And then white, and that's why we have different skin tones and we look different because we were created in the image of the gods that supposedly were controlling us and enslaving us.
Yeah.
See, or it's weird. Just that's what weird. I said. It's placement as to where you live.
Weary me out.
That doesn't make sense, Billy. There's it different genetics. Does. The eyes, the fucking
enough running down.
Why after generations now have the fucking South Africans not turned black, man? Huh?
They're tan as fuck.
No, they're not. They're not that. They're tan because your melanin in your skin. Did
refer to Africa as the dark hued land.
So that's fucking.
There is that.
Yeah, that's fucked, man. You can like even with white. Yeah, it is. Even with white people's skin, they can. You can like slowly adapt and tan better. Dude, you know, my wife's mom worked on a tobacco farm and she like tans pretty well because it's just. But she's not black either, right? So that this idea. That like just your skin gets eventually used to it, but you don't like turn black. Like if I'm in China for generations, my eyes don't just start going slanty because that the idea of that the sun rose to the east or whatever the excuse was.
Well, if you start fucking people that are do have that quality already, then yes,
that's called crossbreeding.
It's just different. Yeah,
well, this is strange brew. I have to drink a beer now.
Oh, yeah, God. Where the fuck you have not been drinking? What's wrong with you?
I have. You know what this is? Billy's fuck.
Sorry.
Apple cider vinegar. Kombucha. That's what I'm drinking. I'm
99% sure I'm sick as fuck right now.
Or is it just your allergies?
No, I'm like my throat fucking kills. Like it's on fire.
Well, Billy, what did I tell you?
It's early, but like I said,
it's strange brew. Crack it open.
Hanging out with the boys, so.
This early, an hour into the episode, he's like,
I'm like, oh, I give in, whatever.
Gee golly, I guess I could have a beer. But you got a fucking sangria, you pussy. What are you drinking?
Coors
Light.
Okay, I usually drink Coors Heavy. The Coors Yellow.
Coors Heavy? That's funny.
That's too good. You're in America. What's Coors Light percentage?
I'm turning into a robot now. Is it the same? Is it? It's got to be what 4.5, right?
Four is here. Okay, for Coors Light.
I went to Jackson Public School, so I can't read.
That adds up.
It's not on the
case. 4.2.
Weird. Yeah. Okay, so it's the same. Yeah. I thought you guys had weaker beer.
No, bro. I live in Mississippi, so they're probably making in some fucking shack somewhere.
Yeah.
It's not even imported.
Just say it's Coors.
Yeah. No, I mean, I can't drink Bud Light. I'll turn gay.
Yeah, so. You can. I'll never drink that shit again. Even Dana White tried to save it. I'm like, no.
You drink Budweiser because that whole Anheuser-Busch, I don't think Coors is a part of it. If it is.
It probably is. It probably is. It's probably all the same fucking people.
I'll just start drinking Pabst Blue Ribbon again.
Yeah, go real head right now.
PBR is good, especially on draft. Like if you run in like some fucking random restaurant that has PBR on draft, get that shit because it.
You guys, I guess the biggest difference is you don't have like the really high alcohol percentages. Like we got IPAs here that are just like
we have IPAs.
Very commonly to be around like 12-15%.
Yeah. Oh, holy shit!
Average.
We used to drink one.
We may be getting there because we do have some higher volume IPAs and stuff. I'm not a fan of those. I'm a fan of lagers.
Yeah,
me too. That's the beer myself. Podcast. we used to drink one called Sparkle Puff. It sounds so gay, but it was 10.2%, and it was
Sparkle Puff.
Yeah, it had a cat on it with laser eyes. It was a decent beer for how strong.
It was more than that, man. It was like 16, I think.
I feel like it was 10.2, but I could be wrong.
Sounds like one of those trannies and. Drag queen story hour.
Some believe the Anunnaki were cruel and a dictatorial race. There I go. They enjoyed enslaving men, genetically engineering an entire species just for fun. They rapaid our women and they created all of our religions and all of our and all of our doctrines. A religious man. All right, so so dumb. So they supposed to be even the Bible, the Quran. They just to shape our societal development to their ideals. And this is part of the reason why I don't really trust religion a lot of the times. The people in the camp tend to believe that Homo sapiens came from the Anunnaki, impregnating Earth women. On the other side of the coin is believe while the Anunnaki weren't exactly the nicest species in the universe, they had some sympathy and loved humankind and chose to carry out the next evolutionary step in the womb of their own queens. And that's what we were talking about, because they fucked up the first time and they made all these like crazy-looking monsters. Both factions shared beliefs, such as the Anunnaki being responsible for religion and they're tampering with our gene pool for their benefit of their workers, but that one side is clearly has more a sinister view of our ancestors. So now that the Anunnaki had made an entire race to work in their mines, they ran into the same problems that any business would with a lot of workers controlling their workforce. To do so, the Anunnaki took early human man idea that they were gods to the next level and began to act as if they were
masqueraded as gods. Yeah. They were sent here. So, okay. So the Anunnaki, and I think we talked about this on your, on our episode that you put on, Patreon.
Yeah. The first episode that we kind of did to break the ice a bit.
They referred to a creator of all.
Yeah. Cause they believe
they know
in the
he's
God.
Pissed. Yeah. They know he's like, they're like, he's not going to like this. And they're like, well, we're not creating. We're just,
tampering,
manipulating.
Yeah. That's the theory about the reptilian stuff is like, according to some theorists, is that they can't create anything. So if I draw something on a piece of paper, they can't draw something from their own mind. But if I drew something on a piece of paper, they can manipulate that drawing. And that mm-hmm. the same idea, and that's even like things like the Greys, they have no ability to actually create
demons and stuff, trying to like look like your grandmother or something. Yeah.
So they cannot, they can't be us in the way we create and can build things from just inside of our mind. And who knows if those thoughts are just dropped there from other beings or demonic entities or who knows,
for
right?
Sure.
Because how do you think, is your thoughts your own thoughts or are they being placed there by somebody? You know, it's like dropped in like some coin slot, you know, machine. It's like dropping things in. And that's a lot of people think that. And there's like, why did I think that? You know, it could be something that's influencing your mind and shifting your thoughts. It's a wild concept because that's like the scariest thing is that there's
it's
something
scary as fuck, dude. Yeah.
Something's manipulating
the unknown.
Us. Yeah. Cause they can't create. So they end up, they have to manipulate and, you know, so supposedly they installed the most intelligent of the humans as kings and other forms of royalty and had them run the workforce. The idea of early kings were following divine orders to believe become from the Anunnaki view as the gods, giving them orders to them so they could pass down to their subjects, the working class. And it's funny, throughout all of the time, you know, there's always been this more or less parasitic force that feeds off of humans' energy and their time and their life force, literally. And it's all throughout all these ancient texts that this is what they were doing. And you see that in our society today with the political class that are just like, they do nothing but argue with each other in front of a camera and make it act like they're actually going to change anything.
When they all world stage.
Yeah. They all represent the same thing. And they're all like millionaires and making tons of monies off the backs of people. And then while doing literally nothing by acting, by just faking it, you know, fake it till you make
it. And there's a reason that snakes and birds are seen everywhere. And this goes back to Enki's side being of the serpent.
Yeah.
And Enlil's side.
Well, the Ouroboros eagle, and stuff.
Or
too,
the
like,
phoenix representing his side of the family. And so, yeah, you see that in politics. You see it in this fucking, in all this, all these wars, all these proxy wars that are happening right now.
Oh, yeah. And it's gonna get worse. We're headed towards a very scary future if people don't realize.
Hang on to your hats, folks.
Yes. How did they get their product? Simply, they were paid tributes of gold and whatever else they wanted to exchange for knowledge, technology, and not destroying us. Again, the two views of the Anunnaki conflict, with one side thinking this was all done so that even after there were no longer visited the Earth, the Anunnaki's influence would be felt, while the other simply sees it as all sorts of like a business strategy. Maybe like we do, that they may they had many individuals and groups kind of competing for various interests, good and bad, and we do see that a lot, you know.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ! All right, we'll carry on because I apologize, but Billy is going to puke. He said so. You probably didn't want me to read that, but let's just keep it going. So it is interesting. It's so wild. Didn't expect this episode to go this way. It's been all over the place. But that's the kind of fun of what we do over here at Strange Brew. But
fuck yeah, man. I love it.
It's just and this is like to me, right? Like I'm interested by this stuff, but this stuff is there's so many layers to it. I keep bringing that up because there is a lot of stuff to this where you can't just break it down an hour and a half or 2 hours or whatever. It's like reading through all the stuff that has happened and trying to break down who is connected to this and that, because it is there's so many different players in this and
for sure.
And then there, some of them are the exact same person that was just, you know, a different name or a metaphor for something. And so yes, it is clear that the story of the Anunnaki makes sense and well thought out. But there is there any proof? What do the scholars that came up with these ideas point to as their proof that they existed and influenced us? The story of creation has been repeated in popular culture, most notably in the film Stargate. And from the writer's perspective, it is written and makes sense. But where's the proof? Where did people like Zachary Sitchin get their ideas from? Well, they got them from a lot of places. Most notably, they got it from their physical evidence from the ruins and artifacts of Mesopotamia. Mesopotamian, Sumerian, and other cultures, while the evidence in form of documentation was taken from religious texts from around the world, obviously including the Bible and stuff too. So it's like an interesting, because it's you're taking how we would get all this information, and then we kind of construct it into something that makes sense after reading all these different stories, right?
Yeah, man.
Fascinating. So the religious or mythical texts that have been found to tell incredible stories, but the academics will debate their true meaning for eons to come. A lot of the physical proof that the Anunnaki existed is the same proof that many point to whenever the subject of ancient aliens is brought up. And then you got that like guy with his big hair, like it was fucking aliens, man. Structures like the Great Pyramids of Giza, Stonehenge, South American ruins, and the statues on Easter Island are immediately brought up, because we do have this like the same sort of structure in different places around the world, especially when it comes to like Egypt and how every piece in the Great Pyramids just seemed to all fit perfectly, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What are you reading?
Looking in here at this. So there's a whole chapter.
Yeah.
On basically in this Anunnaki Chronicle book.
Yeah.
Who was put out by
it's a big
Zachariah's
book.
Daughter. It was like the last remnants of his work.
Interesting. And that's a cool book.
Dude, yeah, no, for sure. Got it at Barnes & Noble.
Have you read it all the way through yet?
No, of course not.
Because it's
a lot of shit to it. Deep. It explains so much. A lot to do with South America.
Do you feel better, Billy?
In the Americas.
Bro, I'm sick as shit right now. I'm not feeling good.
What the fuck happened to you? Did I warn you about taking that thing, that medicine time thing, man?
The medicine time thing? What is? I don't know what you're joking at. Oh,
yeah. You gotta purge that shit out of your system.
I don't know. I get sick like maybe like once every like 3-4 years, and like it's coming on, and I'm just like randomly puke, and I'm like, all right, back to drinking.
You're a wild man. So you're talking about all
better, man. I mean,
all the stuff that's coming from the this from South America and stuff, right? And there is a lot of ancient cultures and interesting stuff, man.
Yeah, man.
So the constructs have such a complex design and scope that it seems like primitive men just didn't have the technology or engineering or how to create them. And it, like a lot of it's like people are like, well, they did this or that. It's like impossible, man. In particular, the depictions of the gods on Easter Island with large oblong heads leads many to believe that they were actually statues of the Anunnaki. There's also proof of the Anunnaki existence and influence in Sumeria and Mesopotamian etchings, which depict creatures that look not quite human, but seem to come from the stars. And how tall were they? Because I've heard like some of the Egyptian statues that they've built in Egypt, that is a depiction of their true size. So you see like people standing next to them, they're like tiny.
Those like massive, like 60 feet tall?
And they're like sitting in, like there's the ones where I think it's like two or three dudes are just like sitting in a chair. And they're
the size of his kneecap.
Yeah.
I think it just depends on the avatar body that they were using and how big they wanted it to be there.
Because they said that Thoth had the ability to like reincarnate at will.
Yeah, he was he held the keys to the halls of Amenti from this dimension.
What's that? Tell people that don't know.
Amenti, it's basically like a fuck, what's it called, man? Like an Akashic Records.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Which we'll cover that at some point because that's just fascinating. That's that essentially the Akashic Records is the idea of all human and maybe alien knowledge all kept in this like ether zone, essentially from what I take from it.
Yeah, yeah. But the halls of Amenti were a place that Thoth, Tahuti is also his name in Africa, some regions of Africa.
Yeah.
He set up these regeneration chambers.
Oh yeah, I heard about that. And isn't one in the pyramids?
He would transfer the consciousness and the life force of his family into these other bodies as he would do himself. But while they would be sleeping, and I guess their consciousness be transferring and their body building up all the minerals and nutrients it needs to be this body for this like demigod, you know? Yeah. They would be in sleep for thousands of years and they would go to Amenti.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that's how they were able to basically live all in all these civilizations, which I think they do today, but they do it more. Their spirit can enter somebody and they can live through that person.
This is the stuff I want.
Whatever you want to call it. You know.
I don't want like an Apple Vision Pro. I want this machine. What do you do that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just come back at will. And that's like in the regenerate. And that's why they could be existing for, they could be existing for time and time again and coming back and reincarnating as different people. And that's why a lot of people believe that like Jesus is there a reincarnation or connected to Thoth in some way. Pretty fascinating stuff.
There's that theory, man. I mean, how tall was Christ really? You know, I think he was a big dude.
Why did we all hear that he was a short dude though? Why did we all?
He was regular size.
Who he was, he cared for the small and the meek, and that's good. But I don't think he was just some. He was a fucking G dude. He was in there flipping tables.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I mean. It's
that usury, man. Stop usury.
Yeah, he was
making money
it.
Out of fucking thin air and he being like making it, you pay for the interest on money that doesn't even exist in the first fucking place.
He told them you were not of my father.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, which they were.
So they worship some dark else completely.
So you
got to read about this stuff. And like I said, when you give God so many names, it's like, okay, why is this guy got so many names?
Because it's so many different
people. Talking out of burning bushes,
yeah,
which could be interpreted as a portal.
Or mushrooms. There's the sacred cross and the mushroom. Yeah. There's a lot of people that believe that religion was just like a big mushroom trip. It's like, which is wild.
Well, dude, I'm sure Christ has a connection with nature.
Yeah.
As well, if he's the Son of God, which...
the things that I've seen on mushrooms, man, and what I thought that I've seen, I've closed my eyes, seen like 1,000 eyes staring back at me, and that shit like just for a moment. I don't even know the rest of the song.
Old school. That song just makes me think of old school. It's like. Know.
Oh yeah. Well, people said that you would see that on DMT, but one time I was on like 4 grams of mushrooms and I was like just tripping Jesus. Balls and I've done 7 grams. It's way too much.
Yeah.
That was the first time Billy did it was 7 grams and he's never done them since because
I'm not doing them again
for like a week now, dude. I'd be.
Yeah, I swear I heard my aunt say my name and she's dead. So.
I microdose every now and then. So
yeah, I still have microdose pills. I still have some strains in the fridge that I gotta eat up. But But I've seen some weird stuff and like you're supposed to only see that shit like on like high doses of like DMT and stuff. But it was like close my eyes, see like 1,000 eyes. I've also seen through the fractals and it looks like there's like things staring at me. So I'm like, what the fuck is that shit? Are they like some sort of beings that are around us and it does make you if you're sinful
that are in the ether, man.
Yeah the machine elves and shit. If you're sinful, the mushrooms make you realize like if you've done bad things or if you have bad thoughts, it finds them, man. It's so crazy. Etchings,
it's important to go through that.
Yeah
I think so do I. Every now and then You know?
No, it's good for the soul and the mind. Other etchings show the gods creating man in what appears to be a primitive laboratory. So that's fun. Lending further to the credence to the idea that Sumerians knew that they were created by the Anunnaki. Even more proof can be found in the layouts of civilization themselves, which were, again, far larger and more complex than it's believed humans. It's believed to be in humans. Still in these infancy as a species they could have created. The civilization also would laid out patterns in similar to celestial bodies, a fact that has led to many believe that they had laid out a way as markers and guidance mechanisms for visitors from above. Right, the pyramids lying up with the you know, the Orion's belt, which is supposed to be again where the Anunnaki or not the Anunnaki, the reptilian beings ascend from
east side.
Yeah, and that's the idea. Is like Anunnaki just means those who came from heaven. There could have been many different
those who came from heaven to earth.
Yeah,
because yeah, Ki is Sumerian for earth.
Mm-hmm. So it could. Who knows?
Ki.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who knows what these people actually were? Further evidence of Anunnaki can be found in Egyptian wall etchings that seem to show light bulbs and other technology, as well as some understanding of the double helix structure of the human DNA. And then you have this, obviously, with the serpent intertwining in the caduceus, just like this. I was like,
you were talking about the Ouroboros earlier, too, man. Yeah. The Ouroboros represents the supreme creator.
Can't believe I didn't know
at the same time, it's serpent symbolism.
Yeah.
The caduceus represents our DNA.
Yeah.
But you see the caduceus on
DNA.
On I mean, it's serpent DNA. It's how it's interpreted. And I mean, it looks like a serpent, maybe, if you're looking at it in a microscope.
Do you think that they were the Anunnaki were telling, like, the you know, the some of the ancient cultures to, like, kill kids and throw them off cliffs and stuff?
Oh, definitely, man. They would, I mean, they would sacrifice, especially with the Canaanite pantheon, who these are all the same gods up until it gets into Egypt in Greece and Rome, which is more or less their children.
Yeah.
And them as well, but their children have more reign.
What do we know about the black satellite? Me and Juan actually did an episode way back when. It is on all the podcast feeds. Like, it's not a video. It's, you have to listen to an audio.
Is it a strange one?
It was a strange one. African
American in space.
The black satellite. It's
just
this
Roman.
Well, it's this weird satellite. And who knows? Did people, like, if the Anunnaki put it there to watch over us? It's been
apparently
captured.
That's Enlil's all-seeing eye.
Oh, that's fucking kind of scary, though.
It is. It's like the eye of Sauron, right?
Yeah, just watching over us.
Yeah, like recording all the data, so when they come back, they could look at it and
spooky.
Be like, oh, what? We gotta go fuck these humans up, or I don't know, man. You could, I mean, is that thing still in the atmosphere? It's still just like chilling.
I don't know. I haven't looked into it recently, but I'm sure I could find some stuff about it. Physical proof of the Anunnaki had significant influence over humans seems to be abundant, but there is proof that lies within the written words seems to be even more convincing. It's widely believed that the Nephilim, giants referred to the Bible, were actually Anunnaki, but we'll dive into that at some point. I want to do an episode about the Nephilim at some point of its own kind of thing. A particular interest to Zechariah Sitchin was the stories of
Gilgamesh.
The Nephilim
was a Nephilim, basically. Yeah.
The sons of God mating with the human women, the daughters of men. And this is stories that are in the Bible, which cites the proof that the Bible admits to the existence of crossbreeding of the Anunnaki, or at least the Nephilim. And this extends into other ideas brought forth by many believers that any reference in the Bible to angels are actually referring to, like, Anunnaki. Further theorists point out that the Sumerian lore refers to their gods as Anunnaki, and they draw from the simple conclusion that all these stories about their gods are literal. Therefore, they're not religious texts rife with metaphor, but they're historical accounts of the Anunnaki interactions with man. Knowing the story of the Anunnaki and their believers, you have to ask yourself, do we humans evolve on our own, or do we have help from above? It is the evidence that just as a liberal interpretation of ancient artifacts and texts, or is the truth have they been hiding this from us? You know, and it's been staring us in the face for centuries. You know, that maybe we are alien, that we're a little different. You know. So, did you have anything to add, Jules? Is there anything that we kind of missed that is an over-encompassing idea of who the Anunnaki was and is?
Just messengers from the source or the creator who took advantage of a situation.
Sure seems like that.
And, yeah, and rogue angels, basically.
And do you think they've had punishment
as gods because they experienced physical incarnation on this earth? They developed big egos and all these, I guess you could say, human attributes, like more. So they maybe that's what made them fall, was realizing like, oh, we could have it real good here for a long time.
Yeah, and almost succumbing to like at least like some like sin, like, you know, gluttony, pride, all that stuff, right?
What I was talking about earlier, yeah, Nanarsin was his name, the moon god, the father of Ishtar and Utu Shamash, the sun god Helios in Greece. So I was saying how my buddy Todd Cave told me that, or he confirmed for me that the Talmudic Jews worship Marduk.
Yeah, yeah.
He said also that the Toradic Jews that read the Torah worship Enlil.
That's interesting, because there's two different versions. The Talmud is a pretty dark and disgusting book, in my opinion.
Yes, it's fucking awful.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
For people to even still be reading it as a religious text just blows my mind.
Yeah, yeah. We'll be getting into some of this. You know, because there's certain things that I want to discuss, and me and Jules have talked about.
Maybe, oh yeah, dude, there's a whole lot that we could get into, man.
It's so deep. And I wanted to just cover the overall basis of the Anunnaki, because it does relate to a lot of these like ancient alien episodes that we might dive into and get into. And you're pretty knowledgeable about this stuff, and you've been diving in down this rabbit hole for a while now. So
yeah, dude. Well, so the Anunnaki were fallen angels, but the fallen angels in Enoch, just so everyone knows, those are the Agigi.
Yeah.
Who had the Nephilim.
The Agigi.
Yes, the Agigi, who had the Nephilim, and then the Nephilim had the Nephil, and then they had the Elho, who you could just interpret as like these other classes of cryptids or...
So what's the bird creatures? Like, they're just a different form of aliens,
avian hybrids. Yeah, man,
creepy
shit is fucking crazy. But
that one looks very scary.
I want wings.
But the Watchers are Enki Enlil, their oldest sons,
watching over us. Pretty crazy story, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's pretty fascinating, man.
That's the one. Can we do a bunch of Photoshop with all those? Can I get my face on that?
You want
that
this other guy?
One? Go back. Back one.
This that guy? Was Marduk, that I guy. Think. That's fine. A lot of depictions of Marduk.
Yeah. It's very weird. Like these hybrid creature beings. That'd be scary. So cool, if that fucking showed up, like just flew down from the sky and then was, I would shit myself.
Yeah. No, yeah, for sure.
I'm pretty sure a gun's not going to do anything, but let's try.
Crazy. And this is fascinating. I want to cover this just to cover the basis of this. So like something I like to do on this show is start from base level and then kind of work our way up to other ideas of what's happened and has happened and all that stuff. Right. So I thought this was kind of a good one to get into and finally cover the Anunnaki and at least break down what the stories actually are and what actually we think happened.
Go back to the picture.
What?
Oh, they're docking with pine cones.
Dude.
Okay. The pineal gland, bro.
I was about to say, I'm getting into one more thing. Yeah, yeah. That pine cone does represent the pineal gland. Yeah. And you see, so in all these pictures of them.
I've said this to Billy for fucking years.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
In all these pictures, they have these bags, which I think are their bags full of mana, or their mana, the monoatomic gold.
Okay.
That word monoatomic. Yes. Yeah. Then they have their watches. They literally, if you can find a picture, Tomcat, they have these watches that they wear. And you're like, what kind is this, like a Apple Watch? Are they talking to people on it? Like, or are they
teleporting
through it? And like, I don't know. But these pine cones, I've heard theories that as well as them being representative of the pineal gland, the third eye, these are what they used to.
That's fucking weird.
There you go. Yeah, dude. He's got the watch. Inky has two watches on.
He's going to put that pine cone right in your ass.
But this is what they use.
Just like this. To build
pyramids. That's the theory, is that they use these pine cones to emit this frequency in which they can move giant objects, which is complete fallen angel technology, right?
That is so bizarre, though. Yeah, and there is many depictions of them carrying these little gay purses. It's like really weird.
Bags, and I'm pretty sure they snort their mana out of it, or they throw it into the air, and they're like, oh.
Coke. Yeah. They're like doing like, it's like, do you think they snort the gold?
I'm sure they probably mainlined it, bro.
It's like
right into the bloodstream. You see all of them around a table, like chopping it up
and plugged it.
But you got another you got another pound.
Well, it is weird.
I'm fiending right now.
It is weird because,
I'll do anything.
There's so many weird stories because, like, the idea, like, gold can be like spread out, like a little piece of gold can be melted down and spread out and stuff like that and cover like a table. Like, it's just such a fascinating thing of why we've always worshipped, you know, like gold and really loved gold, and people love hoarding gold and stealing all the gold and taking all the gold. you know that old chestnut.
There it is.
Oh man,
it's a wild time. We're gonna get into more stuff. I am very excited. Me and Jules are gonna plan it out to eventually do the Protocol Elders of Zion for everybody. Nice. It is a pretty extensive thing. I just didn't think Billy wanted to talk about for like probably 3 hours. It's probably gonna be 2.5-3 hours. Good, man.
Dude, I got about an hour and a half in my tank, and today I'm so sorry. I'm really fighting through this.
I know it's coming to an end. We've covered everything that we need to.
Well, I'm glad that you stayed, Billy.
Yeah, yeah, you're course. Dying. It's crazy,
dude. It's so hot.
Yeah, that doesn't make you feel
it's
better
like
either.
Raining outside, I think, man.
I want rain so.
It's
bad.
Very hot and sunny out today. It is. So everybody that's watching, subscribe, like, follow, comment, all that stuff. Try to do our best to break down the idea of what the Anunnaki is, because it'll eventually lead into other episodes and stuff like that. So, you know, make sure to support the show. You can follow us on X at Strange Brewcast, Strange Brew Podcast. We have our link tree. We have Instagram. You know, we're most active on Instagram. I'm trying with X. X is just a weird platform to me. It's hard. I don't know how to just accumulate people.
I don't see you on there as much as you're on Instagram.
No. So I'm trying to be a little more active on there, and
I'm on there, man. You can come hang out with me.
Yeah. I'm going to try to do that. And then, yeah, support the show. We are on Patreon, patreon.com/strangebrewpodcast. But obviously everybody watches this stuff. Share it, share it as a story, whatever. There's a lot of ways you can help us for free. Give us 5-star rating reviews. I just want people to really push that. It helps us a lot if you listen on Apple Podcasts or have an iPhone and stuff. Jewel, shut out your shit.
Plug that. Yeah, guys. Gray Pill Podcast. Graypilled_podcast on Instagram. Gray Pill Pod on Twitter. I am on Apple Podcasts now. I finally watched up and fucking Korea. I was like, wait, because I had a few people ask me, like, hey, bro, you don't have an Apple Podcast? And I'm like, oh, fuck.
And yeah, so a lot of people have stupid iPhones.
Yeah.
So if you have a stupid iPhone, go right now, give us 5-star rating reviews at Stranger Podcast and at Gray Pill Podcast. It would mean a lot.
I'm also on YouTube, Rumble, Spotify, Gray Pill Podcast, and then I'm on BitChute, Gray Pilled.
Yeah, I'm on BitChute too. It's a weird thing. I've released.
I get a bunch of views on there, man.
Yeah, we have our Jeffrey Dahmer episode has like thousands of views. I'm like,
that's
so,
awesome,
so
dude.
Strange. And there's like BitChute's a weird. It's a weird different kind of app. Billy didn't know what it was for a long time.
No, not a clue.
Me either.
So try to get out there as much as you can.
Yeah, man. And a couple more things. Trying to do a Gray Pilled every week. Having Austin Picard on, I think maybe next week or the week after.
Is he from Star Trek?
No, he does Already Dead with Jose Galison. It's an awesome show. They actually had me on last Tuesday. They do a live call-in every Tuesday.
Nice.
Yeah, they had me on and we talked about the Anunnaki and some occult things, and it is fucking awesome. So
I'm so sorry to interrupt you. Did you guys hear that?
No, what was it?
A fucking bird just died.
Did he slam into your trailer?
Into the window I'm staring at. No, I swear to God, I just watched.
I heard something, dude.
Weird, man.
But I didn't pay any attention.
That was like, yeah, that's
the Anunnaki are sending you a sign.
Well, anyway, so no, dude, you're fine. I do Schizo News Network every Saturday night. Me, Nate from Reality Czars, and Cody from Odd.
Yeah, I'm going to have to jump on there at some point. I told the wife that I need to.
Come on, dude. It's a great fucking time. Also, I got an Elohim etymology dropping in the next few days. Y'all look out for that. And me and the Paranoid American have a show called Sound Science. Hopefully a couple of those coming soon. Tom, we'd love to probably get you on there, man. Yeah. We kind of get whoever comes on to pick five albums, and they kind of talk about them, and we kind of get into a whole bunch of stuff with music, man. But it's always a good time with
Tom. I would like that for sure. And you know, for everybody watching and stuff, if you like hip hop and especially more controversial style hip hop, you can look up my name, The Raptilian. I'm on all music platforms, and I do some pretty. I got some more songs coming. I have a whole album I'm working on called The Great Resist. I have about four songs that have not been released, four or five songs, and then the songs that have already been released will go on that album. So it's going to be pretty intense. Finally,
send that to me so I can like promote it and shit.
Finally, started
you're
to like
making me really want to write again, Tom.
What?
So you're making me want to get back in.
I know you should, and then you can send it to me. Man. Yeah, it's very easy. I can put it on DistroKid for you.
I may hop on a track with y'all or something.
Yeah, it's a fun time. I've been writing
Ben Shapiro
and writing.
Can do it. Anybody?
Yeah. That guy should be thrown off a cliff.
Yeah, I mean, Billy. No, I used to rap for about 5 or 6 years. You probably.
Oh yeah. Nice.
Yeah. It wasn't like what Tom's doing. It was more of blatant Satan worship. Yeah, it was bad. I just talked about killing people and sacrificing them.
Oh, that's fun.
You know? Yeah, but I had a good flow.
Send him my regrets for rejects or whatever. Yes. He'd enjoy that.
Yeah. Well, I've actually taken it off the internet. Me and my wife did this crazy fucking prayer over us putting it out. And you know.
Because you don't want to get involved with that shit.
ParanoidAmerican.com. Also, OddFellowsBrand.com. These guys are my co-hosts, so I always push their stuff.
Yeah, we have talks to eventually get Thomas on and stuff like that, and Nate, like a big live show with everybody.
He's a busy guy.
Yeah,
nice.
But I know he definitely wants to get on. Pantheon won the Golden Veins. Also, y'all go to Organite.com.
The Golden Veins?
Yeah, Pantheon won the Golden Veins. Nice. I'm grifting all my friends' merch right now.
I can see that.
Pantheon won the Golden Veins. Adrian West.
Okay. Huh? Oh yeah. We forgot. Are you gonna be? You gonna throw up again or?
No, I'm good. I'm fucking alive.
Okay. Dude,
it's time for
on, brother.
Yeah. Oh yeah. For sure. We're not done yet.
With y'all.
We're not done yet.
Oh, we're not done.
It's time for.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. Billy's Fun Fact Day.
This is why I'm here, dude.
The largest piece of falsified dinosaur poo.
Do you have a picture?
No. I got an article.
Okay.
Largest. It's over 30 centimeters long, which is not as long as you think. But I hate how they measured it, because they measured it in liters.
Oh, I found it. What the?
Like it was a fucking liquid. It's 2 liters in volume. For one poo.
Is this it, Billy?
They measured it in liters. There it is. Holy dinosaur poo.
Look at this guy's like, oh, I love it.
It is believed to be a Tyrannosaurus rex turd, the falsified dung.
Do we know, like, though? Because there's people that think that dinosaurs don't exist.
It's helping it's helping scientists actually understand better of what dinosaurs like really ate. But like the thing I'm thinking of is like, because there's no, it's not like a dog, it's not like a human where you're holding in your shit ever. Like they're just walking around, and as it falls. So like 30 centimeters for one fall is wild.
Oh yeah, I know. Cause if it's coming from up high, and if you're like a little animal man and you just walk by underneath it by mistake,
just shits on you.
This guy loves poop. This guy looks like he loves poop. He's like, look at this shit I got. You got shit in this hand, shit in this hand, shit in both hands, and then see what happens.
Oh, shit, man. In your hands and clap. Let's go.
Wow, that was a good one. I like that one, Billy. Some of them can be dry. This one was nice and warm.
They're always cool, but they're cool to me. So
fucking strange. All right, yeah, dinosaur poop to end this shit on. Everybody, like I said, like, subscribe, share the show, give us 5-star rating reviews, follow us on X. I'd appreciate it. Try to build that up. Strange Brewcast. I'll start being a little more active on there. Instagram is Strange Brew Podcast. We're on Twitch, Strange Brew TTV. All that good shit, everybody. I hope you enjoyed yourself. And yeah, everybody, stay strange out there.
And, stay great, Bill, guys.
I'm just gonna start throwing up gang signs.
We created one when we were in Cuba when I was 19. It was white boys will gun you down. Choose your fate, up or down.
Jesus,
stupid.
Right, you're fucking gay.
Yeah, I know. I was like 18 or some shit. So everybody, you know, have fun. We got a lot of stuff coming for the show. A ton of shit. I have a ton of ideas. Next time, Billy will be not so sick and pukey and stuff. We'll get over it. You're fine. All right.
Promise.
Wait, we got to have the outro. Get it ready. Okay, bye-bye.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.